I used to have a bucket list. I used to have a list of all the things I wanted to do before I died, but I lost it. Somewhere in one of the moves, it disappeared. I have no idea where it went, but that's okay. I'm making another list. I'm making a new bucket list, a bucket list for my soul. Because I'll be okay if I never hike all the trails in Rocky Mountain National Park, one of the things I remember from my old bucket list. But I won't be okay if I never write the book that is within me, that I feel called to write. So I'm writing a new bucket list. I'm writing a bucket list for my soul that includes the things I was born to do, that I was called to do. Because author Khalil Gibran says, when you're born, your work is placed in your heart. And yet sometimes we do really good at displacing what God has placed in us. And before you know it, we are marching to someone else's drumbeat instead of our own. And then we wonder why we feel so depleted at the end of the day. Or maybe we are marching to our own drumbeat enough that we aren't depleted, but we know something's still not right. We're not at peace. We're not exactly where we'd like to be. But author and spiritual leader Dr. Wayne Dyer, who spent over 25 years helping people find their inner peace, said we were born with a song in us, and that is our music, and that music must be played. We can't ignore it. We can't quiet it. It's ours, and it is given to us from God. Therefore, he says, don't die with your music still in you. If our music, if the song we were born to sing goes unsung, we didn't honor the bucket list God made for us, that God put in us. And when the music in us begins to fade, when the work that has been placed in our hearts begins to wilt within us, that divine and infinite connection to the heartbeat of life tries to get us back on our path so we can do what we were born to do. That holy heartbeat, that God within us, tries to get our attention again. And Dr. Wayne Dyer says this oftentimes manifests itself in other areas of our lives, like ulcers, like losing a job, just plain bad luck. Is there anything happening in our lives right now that's trying to get our attention? Then let's go back to the music. Let's go back to the music we were born to play. It's our drumbeat. It's the heart of God within us. It's how we were made when we were knit together in our mother's womb. But how do we go back to our music? How do we get there? Well, first off, Dr. Dyer says we have to recognize that there is a push and pull within us. And that push and pull is between the left brain and the right brain. The left brain is the logic. Gives us our reason and allows us to think. The right brain is intuitive. It gives us our emotions and allows us to feel. And it's the right brain, our intuitive voice, that keeps urging us to play the music that is inside of us so that we don't die with it still in us. But the left brain says, hey, what are you doing? Are you sure you should be doing this? And then the right brain pulls back and says, I'm just trying to live out my purpose. And then the left brain pushes back and says, nobody else is doing this. And the right brain pulls out, yeah, but I have to. I don't know why, I just know I have to. And the left brain pushes back with, you know you're going to be the laughingstock of society if you fail. And pretty soon, we have this push and pull, this back and forth battle going on right inside of us, and it's so incredibly frustrating. But the reality is, if we listen exclusively to the left brain, to our logic, we could very well end up going through life without fulfilling our purpose. It'll just talk us out of it. And then we're just going through the motions, and the music inside of us will get pushed aside and it will begin to fade. And we can't let what God has placed in our inmost beings wilt. We can't. Because that inmost being is what biblical scholars believe is the emotional, the soulful part of the human being. It's what's inside our bodies, breathed into us with the breath of God, that gives us our song. And this scripture is dealing with the breath of God breathed into us. And the language it uses is one of weaving, of knitting, because each of God's children is a unique piece of God's handiwork. Unlike the cross stitch or needlepoint kits that you can pick up at the store, they all come with a pattern, so everyone who follows that pattern will produce the same piece of work. God did not create us using a pattern. God created each of us individually, purposefully, and uniquely. And what God created is good and needs to be heard and seen in the world. What music has been breathed into you? What tune is dying to come out of you? Don't betray it. Dr. Dyer says, listen to your music and do what you know you have to do to feel whole, to feel complete, and to feel as if you're fulfilling your destiny. You'll never be at peace if you don't get that music out and let it play. We are called to let the holy sounds within us resound in this world so the symphony of the kingdom of God can be played with beauty and with all of God's beautiful instruments, us. And the only thing that keeps us from playing our music and from marching to our unique drum beat, Dr. Dyer says, is fear. Fear of disapproval, fear of the unknown, fear of failure, even fear of success. And all that fear holds us back and makes our music fade and wilt within us. And here's another secret Dr. Dyer tells us. Failure is a myth. It's not a reality. He says it's a judgment. And it can only get us to believe that we failed if we judge it as such. So all those trails in Rocky Mountain National Park that I may never hike does not mean I failed. It just means I didn't hike them. It doesn't define who I am. Who I am is a child of God. And as a child of God, I do not want to displace what God has placed within me. So I've decided I don't need to find my old bucket list. I don't need it. I'm writing a new one. I'm writing a bucket list for my soul with all the songs and the unique music God has placed within me when I was being formed. I'm going to search my soul, my inmost being, my God self, and I'm going to write down what is in there that still needs to be played. I'm going back to the music that was placed in me so it does not wilt within me. And if you are willing, I invite you to join me in this. Right here, right now, we can start a new bucket list of what we feel called to do that gets the music in us out, because it is a symphony for the world to hear. And it keeps us in accord with our callings, which helps to keep the world in harmony. And it helps us stop that annoying push and pull between our left brains and our right brains. So what music are you being called to play right now in your life? What do you feel called to do? Because if you're still with us, God has something for you to do. What is that? The postcards that you addressed at the beginning of service is your new bucket list. And right now we're going to take a moment to write down what we feel God has placed within us that we just have to do. Right now, without a lot of thought, what comes to mind for you? Write it down. Don't overthink it, because your left brain may take over and talk you out of it. So go with it, even if it sounds outrageous. Even if you have to write down, I don't know, write it down. And let God to continue to work a knowing inside of you over the next days, weeks, or months. And then when you least expect it, this postcard will arrive in the mail. And you will be reminded of your music. Or you will see how far you've come. Or you'll get permission to just go ahead and do it after all. Or it will be whatever God needs it to be for you. No one is going to read this, not even the person mailing it. These cards will only be read by you. So write whatever you feel called to write, and then I want you to drop it in the bucket on your way out of the sanctuary. Let us write down the beautiful music that was breathed into us now.
Thank you.